Tomorrow's tentative. Well, so let me see. Let's see how much we get done today and what there's still, you know. Tomorrow's tentative. But tentatively tomorrow at 1:15. So we had a few well, what did we have yesterday? The Gemara asks for Esther Peres Yavoy. The Gemara asks for Esther Peres Yavoy. The Gemara answers Esther Kaka Olam Hoysa. Kaka Olam is more Kal. The Rad is a Lashon. Kaka Olam is not a Chil Hashem. The Tshev Al Tas is not a Chil Hashem. Rashi says that way, we remember. Ein Oysa Maisa. No, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say. But I think the Rana is such a lesson that the B'Shev El Tasa is not a Chil Hashem. So Taisus asks, that takes care of the problem of Paresia. Well, Taisus asks first the other way. He asks, why do I only ask on the Paresia part? Taisus puts the Kasha on asking where is Kasha. The Gemara asked Paresia, boy, why didn't the Gemara ask that Esther was Gilead Rice? She was nice to see, she was Gilead Rice. Mitaych Divaya Taisus, it's also Mavur, even though it's not explicit in Taisus, that what Taisus was, part of Taisus Kasha is not just why did the Gemara only ask on Paresia, why didn't the Gemara ask on Gilead Rice? Part of Taisus' question is, that the teretz of the Gemara of Karka Olam is a teretz for Paresia, or at least the Gemara at least says it is a teretz for Paresia. Where's the teretz for the fact that it was Gilead Arayis? That doesn't make that part of the question explicit, but it's mavur from the fact that Taisus also asks the Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos says by Tznu is Lidur Shlu the Ayin Ashari. That Taisus Ayin Ashari. Why is Ayin Ashari? It's Gilead Arayis. It's Karka Olam. Karka Olam apparently only takes care of Paresia. At least Taisus thinks in the Kasha. It doesn't take care of the problem of Gilead Arayis. So Taisus is one teretz from Rabbeinu Tam that we said we're not going to talk about right now. But Taisus brings a teretz from a different teretz from the Yivam. Taisus here and Taisus in Yivamus and Taisus in Sochem. Taisus has this a few places. That the svar of Karka Olam implies that there's a heter of Karka Olam for Gilead Arayis too. And in fact, that heter is more pashut. That's why the Gemara never even asked it. Because that was more pashut to the Gemara than the heter of Karka Olam for Paresia. Because it's a svara, since Gilead Arayis is learned from Shlichus Damim. And Shlichus Damim is based on the svara of Miyemid Gamid Didoch Ksumak Tveimi Damid Damid Dachabrach. And that svara, Miyemid Gamid Didoch Ksumak Tveimi Damid Dachabrach, is a two-way street. Because likewise, miyemer the dama de chavroch sumak tvei midama de doch. So therefore, by shlichus damim, says Taisus, it's pashut and svara that although he has to be moisen nefesh not to kill somebody else, because who says that his blood is redder than the other fellow's? But he does not have to be moisen nefesh not to allow himself to be b'shevi al tasa, to be used to kill somebody else, because then you have an opposite miyemer. Who says that your life is worth less than his? So you don't have to commit. You don't have to commit suicide to save somebody else's life. So if this fellow, they want to throw him on the team, like Taisus is emotional. If he'll fight back, he'll get killed. So that would be an act of suicide, but it would save the team's life. So he's not mechuyev to fight and, in effect, commit suicide, give up his life in order to save the team, like, because who says that the Tinuk's life is worth more than his life? So you have an opposite miyema. And therefore, in that case, he's allowed to passively allow himself to be thrown on the Tinuk and violate apparently in his search Shlichus Damim. So you see that by Shlichus Damim, although he has to be Meis Nefesh not to be Shlichus Damim v'kum v'yaseh, he does not have to be Meis Nefesh not to be Shlichus Damim v'sheh v'yaltaseh. No, that's Taisus. I'm not saying anything. So far, I haven't said anything. So, we learn out Gilead Arayis from Shvichas Damim. And therefore, who didn't mention Gilead Arayis? Though she has to be Moisa Nefesh, or a person has to be Moisa Nefesh not to be Oyeb Gilead Arayis, but Kumbe Hasei. But you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh not to be Oyeb Gilead Arayis, but Shevi Al Tasa. Esther didn't have to commit suicide, or in effect commit suicide by resisting, in order to prevent her passively being involved in Gilead Arayis. Therefore, that's already a Pashut Svara. that by Gilei Arayos you only have to be Moisa Nefesh for Kumbhi Yaseh, you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh for Shevi Al Tast. And that's a Pasha Dusvar. The role is, what about Pahesya? That has nothing to do with Shvichas Domim. That's Tamasvar and Kolasar, by every Aver, you have to be Moisa Nefesh for Pahesya. So the Gemara answers, for that there's also a Heter of Kakarol, a different Heter of Kakarol entirely. It's nothing to do with the Heter of Kakarol for Gilei Arayos. Totally different Svar. Like B'Shevi Al Tast, there's no Chilul Hashem. That's the Tosis. There's a side issue which the Chayim is not going to get so involved, which is the Tosis seems to assume that letting himself be thrown in the tina is an act of Shvichas Domim. The same way letting herself be nivala is an act of Gilei Arayos. That's for sure. To be nivala is an act of Gilei Arayos. Berotzen is Shishai Misa. The lady's mezane berotzen karka olam. Doesn't do anything. Just totally passed it. But it was Barotza. Avada Shishai Misa. It's Perishi Gemara. Shishai Misa. The act of being of even the passive act of Gilei Arayos is Gilei Arayos. But as far as Mesiris Nefesh is concerned, it's Mesiris Nefesh. B'Shei Be'al Tas. It's not Mesiris Nefesh. B'Kum V'Yaseh. And we learned that after Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim, you have to be Mesir Nefesh and Shvichas Domim B'Kum V'Yaseh. You don't have to be Mesir Nefesh and Shvichas Domim B'Shei Be'al Tas. So to allow himself to be thrown in the Tinoik is Shvichas Domim B'Shei Be'al Tas. Yeah, so Rav Chaim asks, why is it even Shvichas Domim? He's not doing any. Mechitesh that's called. Maybe it's the Samuel Dar Meyecho, but it's not Shvichas. Why is that Shvichas Domim altogether? So Rav Chaim says a strange thing. Tosis means Lu Yitzur that it would be Shvichas Domim. You wouldn't have to be Moisin Nefesh for it. So that's enough to come out Gilei Arayos. It's really not a very strange thing. And the Chasnish says no. He thinks the Chasnish doesn't understand the problem. That's Shvichas Domim. Why isn't that Shvichas Domim? Says the Chaznish person goes on the roof and he knows that the Ruach Mutzi is going to come and knock him down on the Tinoik. So he said that's an act of, even though it's B'Shei V'Al Tas, he says that's an act of Shvichas Domim. It's Shvichas Domim B'Shei V'Al Tas, but it's still Shvichas Domim. So it's the same as Gilei Arayos. Either way, both Kumbi Yaseh and Shvei V'Al Tas are Gilei Arayos, and they're both Shvichas Domim. But as far as Mesiris Nefesh is concerned, he doesn't have to be Mesir Nefesh for Shvei V'Al Tas, he only has to be Mesir Nefesh for Kumbi Yaseh, because it's a Svara by Shvichas Domim. Who says he's any less than the other person? So as far as Mesiris Nefesh is concerned, he has to be Mesir Nefesh on the Kumbi Yaseh, not on the Shvei V'Al Tas. Who had been Mesir Nefesh? That's the Tosis. So yesterday I asked a couple of kashas, three kashas. Let's talk about the first two. The last one of Chaim's kasha, we'll leave alone. But we had two questions. First of all, that Chaim asked, it's very hard to understand how we can learn out such a thing, how we can learn out of here Gilei Arayos from Shvichas Domim, when it's mamish apples and oranges. They're really not similar at all. By Shvichas Domim, the reason why he has to be he's only Moisa Nefesh B'Kum V'Yaseh, but he's not Moisa Nefesh B'Shei V'Al Tasa, is because it's not because the Chomer Yisra Shvichas Domim only requires Mesiris Nefesh B'Kum V'Yaseh, but doesn't require Mesiris Nefesh of Shvichas V'Al Tasa. It's because there's two v'chaybehens. I don't know if I'm saying anything. But what's the case by Shvichas Domim? Let's say, Lu Yitzur, by Shvichas Domim, you had the Yitzur Shvichas Domim against the way it works by Shvichas Domim is, for all we know, Shvichas Domim, maybe the Chayvim could be done for Shvichas Domim. Lu Yitzur, you could be Shvichas Domim, have the Aver Shvichas Domim, but nobody would die. Lu Yitzur would be such a thing. It'll be Shvichas Domim, it'll be Aver Shvichas Domim, Chaymer Yisra Shvichas Domim, but nobody dies. So, for all we know, the Chayvim might be done for the Yisra Shvichas Domim. The reason why the Chayvim is not done for the Yisra Shvichas Domim is because there's another Chayvim from the other side. So, Taisus holds. So Rashi says that when you have two v'chaybems, the two v'chaybems cancel each other out, kilu, and now all you have is a pasuk d'silas yitzchak. And Tosfos says no, the two v'chaybems don't cancel each other out, but they balance each other. So you have a v'chaybem saying, "Don't kill him." You have another v'chaybem says, "Yes, you should. You're allowed to kill him." So since you have the two v'chaybems in balance, or maybe it's a suffix, or they're in balance, whichever way you want to say it. So therefore, you can't go forward and you can't go backwards. So Shevi Al Tas. Now we want to learn out from Shvichas Domim to Gilei Arayos that by Gilei Arayos also you only have to be Moisa Nefesh B'Kum V'Yaseh, You don't have to be Meisen Nefesh not to be over Bekum Vaseh. You don't have to be Meisen Nefesh not to be over B'Shev El Tasek. But by Gilei Arayis, there's nothing like that. You only have one Mechaber. And there by Gilei Arayis, the Shaila is, how is Gilei Arayis Doiche the Chaymer Isser? Is Pikuch HaNefesh, rather, is Mechaibim Doiche the Chaymer Isser of Gilei Arayis? So how could you learn out Gilei Arayis from Shichas Dhamma altogether when they're totally different? Now, the truth is, in a way, this is a Kashi even without Tosis. You can ask it, stop. Even if you say not like Tosis. Say like Rashi, the two Bechaibim is canceled out and you remain with the Isser of Shichas Dhamma. And from there we learn out the Gilei Arayis. So really, even Rashi, we could ask, it's really not the same. But Shichas Dhamim, it's not that the Chaymer Isser of Shichas Dhamim is stronger than Bechaibim. For all we know, the Chaymer Bechaibim might be stronger than the Chaymer Isser of Shichas Dhamim. But there is no Bechaibim because the two Bechaibim is canceled out. But Gilei Arayis, on the other hand, we want to learn out that the Chaymer Isser of Gilei Arayis is stronger than Bechaibim. So how do we learn out Gilei Arayis from Shichas Dhamim? Very strange. Their mamash not comparable. How can we learn out Gilei Arayis from Shichas Dhamim? They're totally different. By Gilei Arayis, what we're trying to establish is that it's such a chomer dekaveira. It's like a Avodah Zarah. It's such a chomer dekaveira that the Chaybim doesn't dislodge it. By Shichas Dhamim, that's not what it says by Shichas Dhamim. The Sfar of Miyemar doesn't say that Shichas Dhamim is such a chomer dekaveira that it can't be dislodged by the Chaybim. Rashi's Marach. Rashi says no. It's just that there's two Bechaibims. So the two Bechaibims cancel out, and therefore Dvarim Malkam Lenitin Lutchos. There is no Bechaibim. So even if Rashi, it's hard to understand how do we believe Gilei Arayis from Shichas Dhamim? They're not the same. So we'll have to say with Rashi, in a Chenam, they're not the same. But it's Exeis HaKosu to learn one from the other. That's what it says in the Pasuk of Kasher Yochim Yishol Re'eu. That they may not be the same in Svara, but the facts are the same. The fact is, Shichas Dhamim, there's no the Chaybim is not doicha Shvichas Dhamim for different reasons, because the Chaybim cancel out, but that's the fact. So we learn out that the same facts apply to Gilei Arayis. The Chaybim is not doicha. You don't have to. You have to be Moisin Nefesh for Gilei Arayis, even though in Svara they're totally different. So maybe we'll say the same thing in Tosis. In Tosis is worse. Because in Tosis, what we're trying to, even in Tosis, it's not just that the reason is different. The Tosis, by Shichas Dhamim, what's going on in the Maisa is not that Shichas Dhamim is Oymed with Nefikuch Nefesh. It's rather that you're stuck between two Vachaybims. That's the din. The din is that you're stuck between two Vachaybims. You have a Vachaybim one way, you have a Vachaybim the other way, and therefore you're Shev El Tasek. So, The halacha lemaisa is not that v'chaybem is not doicha shvichas dhamma. The halacha lemaisa is that v'chaybem is like a suffix doicha shvichas dhamma, where it's a suffix what to do, and therefore be suffix you don't do anything. By Gilei Arayis, it's not going to be a suffix. You're not going to be stuck between two v'chaybems. You're just going to have a din that, I don't know, that Gilei Arayis is shokel with v'chaybem. Like we're trying to, the halacha lemaisa is going to be different. I mean, not halacha lemaisa and lemaisa. I guess that was facts, but the what's going on is going to be different. I know, this feels to me that it's worse. That's not my kasha. I'm not the only one who's bothered by this. It's hard to understand how, maybe it's not the end of the world, so that's how it is, Zeir Sakosu. That's the Zeir Sakosu. It's weird. In Shichas Dhamim, what we have in Shichas Dhamim is that you have a suffix between two Bechaibims. And we're learning that from there to Gilei Arayis, something which is totally different, namely that by Gilei Arayis, you have a chiyuv to be meisin nefesh for the kum v'yaseh and not for the shev el tasek of Gilei Arayis. Anyway, it doesn't seem that it should be, even with the pasuk, it seems hard to understand. How can I make it clear? This is another problem, Wilson. Let's move on. There's another problem, which I guess yesterday. Hashkafa Rishayna, Tais is saying that the reason why Shichas Dhamim is Shev El Tasek, it's good son, Shichas Dhamim. So Tais says, you don't know, is his dam more, is his blood redder, is your blood redder? So So we don't know. Miyamer, he can't say his blood is redder, he can't say your blood is redder. So Shevi Akasod. So Bashkafi Rishoyna, it sounds like, let's just say, something along the lines of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which I think I also mentioned the other day. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about a case where you have a carbon. Some carbonus, alochas, you have to take the dam and you have to apply it to the dalat tanis mizbech. You have four matonis. Some carbonus, like a chatas. Some carbonus, the alocha is that you have to apply the dam only once. You have only one matan dam. One matan domin. So what if you have two carbonus and the dam was nazara? So now you have a problem. What do you do with this mixed dam? Should you do one matana? Well, then you get the evad, you get it with one matana. I mean, the carbon is mechapa with one matana. But there's a problem, since you're supposed to do four, you're going to violate Baltigra. On the other hand, if you're going to do four matanas, then you're using, you're doing that with dam, some of which only requires one matana. You're even Baltaisa. So the Gemara says, Gemara's the Lashon, Kshenasata avartal Baltaisa fi yasisa maisa viyadecha. Kshenasata avartal Baltigra velo yasisa maisa viyadecha. So it's better to be over Baltigra v'shevi al-kase than to be over Baltaisa v'kum v'yaseh. So either way, you're going to be over in Avera. So better to be over in Avera v'shevi al-kase than to be over in Avera v'kum v'yaseh. So al-derech, it sounds like Tosfos saying over here, if you're going to kill him, you're going to be over on his v'chai b'hem v'yasisa maisi v'yadech. If you won't kill him, so maybe you'll over on your v'chai b'hem, maybe your dam is sumuk tvei, v'lo yasisa maisi v'yadech. So since you don't know which one to do, so what's better to not do anything. When in doubt, don't do anything. That's l'chayr what it's. This is the opposite, really, having power. When in doubt, you don't do anything. Because it's better to do an avera b'shevi al taseh than to do an avera b'kum v'aseh. That's what it sounds like. So I guess yesterday, it's very hard to understand. The chaybim is not an avera at all. There's no avera in Torah in the Tayag mitzvahs called the chaybim. The chayvim is a matir to do isurim, which otherwise would be awesome. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You're welcome to pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Once you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, then it's a mitzvah too. As the lisamel dam reyecho and the chayach yichayimoch. But fundamentally, the chayvim is a matir. It's a matir isurim. Here, in the case of shichus donim, so I have an isur l'shitzo. The shaila that I have now is there a matir for this issue? Well, it depends. If I could say that my dam is sumut trei, so we could somehow decide my dam is sumut trei, then I would have a matir, and I could do l'shitzo. If on the other hand his dam is sumut trei, then I don't have a matir. Then I can't violate l'shitzo. So what do I have? I have a vada isur l'shitzo with the sofik matir. So l'chara, you have a vada isur with the suffix matir, so what should be the rule? And you should not be allowed to do leisitzach. What's the difference between kumi aseres b'shevi al tasa? Either way, it's leisitzach. There's a vada is leisitzach with the suffix matir. So how does shevi al tasa come in? So therefore, I think that the pshat in Tosfos is taka different. Taisus does not mean that there's a suffix matir of a chayvim. Taisus means something else. Ordinarily, there's a matir of a chayvim. There's a heter of a chayvim. That's that the Torah said that nefesh Yisrael, saving a nefesh Yisrael, has a koyach to be matir in Yisrael. To do an issur. It means the Torah said v'chai b'hem. So I have a right to say that my nefesh takes priority over issur. That's ordinarily. Now, in a case of shvichos donim, so I, the would-be murderer, would like to say that my nefesh also here takes priority over the Yisrael Yisitzach because the Torah said v'chayvim. So my nefesh is a paramount value, and my nefesh therefore is matter the Yisrael Yisitzach. But here it gets more sticky because there's another nefesh involved, and therefore if I would want to use my the hatzol of my nefesh as a reason to be matal the isser, I would have to say that my nefesh is more important than the other fellow's nefesh. And therefore my nefesh, saving my nefesh, could still be matal the isser shvichus dam. And I have no right to say that. I have no basis on which to say that. How can I say that my nefesh is more chashuv than his nefesh? So the normal v'chaybem, which ordinarily says my nefesh is more important than doing an avera, saving my nefesh is more important than violating an avera, here cannot apply. But there's a different kind of v'chaybem. It's a more modest kind of v'chaybem. There's a v'chaybem in which I don't have to say my nefesh is more important than his nefesh. I can't say that. But there's a lesser v'chaybem, more humble kind of v'chaybem, that says that my nefesh is not less than his nefesh. That's also v'chaybem. V'chaybem can still say my nefesh is at least as important as his nefesh. Now that kind of v'chaybem, which is a weak v'chaybem, it's a much lesser v'chaybem, is not strong enough to be a basis on which to go ahead and violate an issa. I can't go ahead and do an issa on the basis of that kind of a chayvim, because doing the issa by definition is saying that my nefesh is more important than his nefesh. If I'm going to do the issa at sicha based on the fact, well, that my nefesh is more important, or that if I'm going to use my nefesh as a basis to do the issa, that means I'm saying that my nefesh is more important than his nefesh, and I have no right to say that. Well, what if the case is a Sheva El Tasa kind of case, where the issue is not to do a Maisa in order to... he's not doing a Maisa to kill somebody. What's on the table rather is, do I have to commit suicide to save his life? Again, in a case where there is an issue of Shvichus Dam over here again. You know, it's not Lesamel Damriach. Chaznish, you know, we saw already the Chaznish. The Isser is an Isser of Shvichus Dam. But the question that's... But the v'chaybim over here, the issue is, do I have to fight back and lose my life in order to save the other person from being killed? But that's the v'chaybim that's at stake. So here, in order for me to say, I don't have to commit suicide to save the baby's life, it's not necessary for me to summon up the strong v'chaybim. My nefesh is more important than the baby's nefesh. That's I have no right to say, but I don't need to say anything so strong. It's enough for me to say the weaker v'chaybim, that I'm not less. My life, you can't tell me that my life is less important than the baby's life. Mechites, my life is also a life. That's a lesser v'chaybim. That v'chaybim is enough of v'chaybim to say that I don't have to go and commit suicide to save the baby's life. And therefore, that kind of a chaybem will be enough to be matir shvichus dam in b'shevi al tasa. What I want to get to, it's a not an easily intuited svar. But what I want to get to is, it's not a suffix between two v'chaybems. It's a weak v'chaybem. It's a modest v'chaybem. A weak v'chaybem is not enough of a heter to do ritzicha b'yadayim. But it's enough of a heter to do ritzicha b'shevi al tasa. Because to do ritzicha b'yadayim, I would need to justify it with a very strong kind of a chayvim. My nefesh is more important than his nefesh. I can kill him to save my life. And that v'chaybim is not available. It's not such v'chaybim. But where what I'm trying to do is same issa shvichas damim, but it's shvichas damim b'shevi al tasa. So that means there's an issa shvichas damim. I'm saying, yeah, but this issa shvichas damim, if you want me to not violate shvichas damim over here, I have to commit suicide. Right? When it's talking about, we're talking about they're going to stick, he's not doing anything, they're going to throw him on the baby. So if he does nothing, he'll be okay, the baby will die. What we're asking him to do is to fight back, to resist. They're going to kill him. He's basically committing suicide to save the life of the baby, which is very noble. We're asking him to do it. So here, he says, and there's an issa shvichus dam on the table. Well, does he have to violate shvichus dam and commit suicide in order to not violate shvichus dam? So here, he could say, no, I don't have to commit suicide. I don't have to commit suicide. Because committing suicide is saying that the baby's nefesh is more chashuv than my nefesh. I have a v'chaybem that says that my nefesh is not less than the baby's nefesh. It's a weak v'chaybem, but that much v'chaybem I can still have. That kind of weak v'chaybem is enough matir to say that it's in other words, when it's a situation of shevi al tase, I have a v'chaybem. I don't have a v'chaybem in a kum v'aseh situation. Because in a kum v'aseh situation, the v'chaybem, if I want to use v'chaybem, then v'chaybem is going to have to mean, maybe this is a good way to say it. When you're in a kumbiyaseh situation, if you want to deploy the chaybem is going to have to mean my nefesh tramples over his nefesh, and there's no such chaybem available. But when you're in a shevi al tasa situation, and now you want to deploy the chaybem in order to be matir shuchas davim, you don't need a strong chaybem. My nefesh trumps his nefesh. All you need is a weak chaybem that my nefesh is not less than his nefesh. I don't have to commit suicide for the sake of his nefesh. That weak v'chaybem, in a shevi al tasa situation, that's the v'chaybem that you need. That v'chaybem you have. So therefore, you have a v'chaybem that works in a shevi al tasa situation, but not a v'chaybem that works in a kumba esi situation. It's not a suffix. Again, and I think this is the answer for the question that I said. If it's a suffix, so ain't suffix moisim de vade. There's a vade yisur shichus damim. There's a suffix v'chaybem. So seker the rice l'chumah. The answer is, Tais is not saying a sort of suffix. Tais is saying, it's not a suffix. Tais is saying, there's a vadai v'chaybehem, but it's a kind of v'chaybehem that works in shevi al-tasa situations, but doesn't work in kumba esi situations. Because the zog of the v'chaybehem, with the v'chaybehem, the moral translation of the v'chaybehem in a kumba esi situation is my nefesh trumps his nefesh, you can't say that. But the moral translation of a chaybem in a shevi al tasa situation is my nefesh is not less than his nefesh. That you still could say. So in a shevi al tasa situation, you have a chaybem, and that could therefore be and that will then be matter the yisrael shvichus dam. So it comes out in effect, it's a lesser chaybem. It's not a suffik. It's a weak. That's the main rebbech I want to say. It's not a suffik. It will be a suffik. There's a vadi yisrael shvichus dam with a suffik chaybem. Ain't suffik. Might even they vada. Finished. Who cares if it's going to be a say or shevi al tasa? No, it's not a suffix. It's a v'chaybem, but it's a weak v'chaybem. It's a v'chaybem that I'm not less than him. A weak v'chaybem is mat the shvichas domim the shevi al tasa. It's mat the shvichas domim the kumbi yase. I don't know where to end up first. But,
are you saying inherently shvichas domim's v'chaybem is weaker always?
Well, no, by shvichas domim itself, it's not so, I don't know if shvichas domim's v'chaybem is in a situation of my v'chaybem, of two nefashas that are opposing each other. So that creates a weak v'chaybem. When I'm the only nefesh involved, that creates a very strong v'chaybem. There's an unequivocal my nefesh counts. When I have two nefashas, my nefesh against his nefesh, so the net product of such a situation of two nefashas that are in opposition is a weak v'chaybem. I'm not less than him. So that could be matir shvichus domim v'shevi atase. It can't be matir shvichus domim v'kum v'yaseh. Because I'm not less than him is enough v'chaybem to be matir v'shevi atase situation. I don't have to commit suicide. You know, I have enough v'chaybem. V'chaybem could still say, I don't have to commit suicide. I'm not less than him. Why should I give up my life for him? So that much v'chaybem I have. That much v'chaybem will be matir shvichus domim v'shevi atase, but it can't be matir shvichus domim v'kum v'yaseh.
I'd rather if there was no shvichas damim at all, right? Unlike the chasnech, like our time. But right. If there's already shvichas damim, then there is proof that his life is more valuable than yours.
I don't add these shvichas damim to the scale. I don't say, look, well, there's his v'chaybem, and there's my v'chaybem, and Ritzicha tips the scale. It doesn't work that way. First I decide is the v'chaybem. If there's v'chaybem, I have a matir. Finished. Go directly to if there's no v'chaybem, I don't have a matir. So I have to weigh, what do I have a chaybem? So what I'm saying here, and if I have a chaybem, then Ritzicha is out of it, I can ignore Ritzicha. If I don't have a chaybem, then I have an issue Ritzicha.
Can't you learn from Ritzicha that his life is more valuable? There's an issue
no,
to kill
no,
him.
Why? What? Normally, how do I see from Ritzicha his life is more valuable? There's don't kill him and everybody will live.
And there's an issue not to kill him, but there's no issue to what? Where is there an issue?
Right, from Ritzicha itself, I can't extrapolate that his nefesh is more important than mine.
There's no loser to on you. If something left.
Yeah, but the Torah said you're not going around killing people. That shows that they're more important than you.
From your perspective?
Everybody's more important. It just You're not saving your life by killing him. You just want to kill him. So the fact that you're not allowed to kill people doesn't show that everybody else is more important than me. Maybe I'm the most important person in the world, but doesn't give me right to go killing people. Shimshich doesn't tell me anything about that. That's Tosis Miemer. We don't know whose nefesh is more important. It's probably Suffolk. I'm not even sure if it's a Suffolk. This Miemer, it's a Suffolk, or it means that everybody's equal. That's a Nidan by itself. You know, is the Miemer over here a Suffolk, or is Miemer that everybody's equal?
Why don't you say there's no
Shkina?
What would that
mean? Shikh is like any other Issa. If you have Chayvim, you can ignore the Issa. If you don't have a Chayvim, you can't ignore the Issa. Shikh is per se, doesn't say anything about whose nefesh is more important. The Issa Shikh is there's no semantic content there about whose nefesh is more important. Everybody should live and let live. Everybody should be Gesundheit. Everybody should be alive. Why should people kill each other? Imagine if a world where nobody killed. Isn't there a song or something? Shikh Zdom doesn't tell me whose nefesh is more important. But my chosse says that the Chayvim talks about the importance of nefeshes. But everybody has a Chayvim, so we can't say whose nefesh is more important than everybody else. So all I'm saying is, when you have, I want to know in such a situation of oinus, where it's his life against the other person's life. So here we already have two v'chayvims on the table. So what happens when you have two v'chayvims on the table? So Rashi says they cancel out. And Taisa says, so in Taisa we thought it's a suffix, like it's a suffix, or you're stuck between two v'chayvims and you can't move. I'm saying, no, that's not what happens. When you have two nefeshes on the table, the end product is a weak v'chayvim. I can't say a v'chayvim in the sense that that my life should take priority, but I could say a weak v'chayvim that my life should not be sacrificed to save his. That much v'chayvim, that's what pops out when you have two v'chayvims. That's the product. So with that weak v'chayvim, what could you do? What would it do? Normal healthy v'chayvim can do the work of being matri surim b'kum v'yaseh. But here we have a very attenuated v'chayvim. It's a v'chayvim that says, I don't have to commit suicide to save somebody else's life. And to the extent that I need to do isurim not to commit suicide in order to save somebody else's life, I'm allowed to do isurim for that. Because that much v'chayvim I have. I have enough v'chayvim that says that I don't have to give up my life to save somebody else. And if that means doing isurim, so be it. So to kill b'kum v'yaseh, that's not enough. Because to kill b'kum v'yaseh, I would need a v'chayvim that says I'm allowed to put my life over other people's lives, and that kind of v'chayvim you don't have. But to do shivi chazdom v'shevi altasa, I don't need that kind of v'chayvim. I just need a v'chayvim that says I don't have to give up my life to save somebody else's life. And that much v'chayvim I do have. And therefore that kind of v'chayvim could be matir shivi chazdom in a shevi altasa situation.
According to this type of v'chayvim, what separates it from
Chayach HaKolimun is not matter isum. Chayach HaKolimun is a limitation on how much you have to, on the mitzvah's essay of Lisabon Adam Yechol, or to be Mechayah, or.
I thought the example involving Mitzia was that you're about to let someone else die in the desert.
Because they're not killing him. Just a question of mitzvah's essay of Lisabon Adam Yechol, to save his life. So you don't have to save his life. That's live chayach ha'pagim. You don't have to save his life by committing suicide. I mean, yeah, I guess in that sense it's similar, that you don't have to save his life. It says, there Taka says, but there we're being done on the mitzvah. You're right, there is a certain similarity of form. That chayach ha'pagim says, I don't have to give up my life to save somebody else's life. But there in B'Metzia, we're talking about the mitzvah of Leisamer Adam Reyecho. So even though there's a mitzvah of Leisamer Adam Reyecho, I don't have to give up my life to do the mitzvah of Leisamer Adam Reyecho. If Chaim asks, what do you need a posuk? He just tells me it's a svar. But Nechrami, it's saying a similar thing. Here we're talking about being matri surim. V'chayach yichimach is not being matri surim. For that you need v'chaybim. Eila ha-mitzvahs v'chashi yasos v'chaybim. V'chaybim is matri surim. So chayach claim is not enough. But I have a similar principle in v'chayvehem, that the heter of v'chayvehem, I can't say chayecha koymen in that, I don't know if it's chayecha koymen, but they're not less. That is a strange thing. Taisus in Yevamos, when he says the same rate that he says by Taisus by us, he has an expression chayecha koymen. I think it's a barred expression. I don't think he means the drush of chayecha koymen. It means that you don't have this idea. You don't have to give up your life to save the other person's life. To that extent, chayecha kaini. And that's matir and shvichas dam v'shevi al tasa. Because that's enough to be matir shvichas dam v'shevi al tasa. It's not enough to be matir shvichas dam v'kum v'yasei. It's enough to be matir shvichas dam v'shevi al tasa. So I think that's the answer for. I think that's the emes answer for the problem of, you know. Well, I'll tell you, it's a tzavadi. You see what the sofik matir? So saying sofik ma'isim devadi, sofik the rights of lechumah. But it's not a sofik at all. It's a week v'chayvim. A week v'chayvim is matir v'shevi al tasa, not matir v'kum v'yasei. I think it also helps a little bit with the Gilei Arayos issue. Now we want to learn a Hekesh that the same thing is true by Gilei Arayos. With V'chai Behem, you can be Mati Gilei Arayos B'Shevi Al-Tasi, you can't be Mati Gilei Arayos B'Kum V'Yaseh. Over there you don't have two V'chai Behem, you don't have anything really analogous in structure to what you have with Shvichas Domim. So even if you have a Pasuk, it's very strange how this carries over to Gilei Arayos where there's nothing similar at all. So the answer is, at least half an answer, is that since you see by Shvichas Domim that what you get is there's a weak v'chai behem, and therefore it's only matir shvichas dam v'shevi al tasa, not v'kum v'yaseh. So the limud is that by Gilei Arayos also you have a weak v'chai behem. It's enough to be matir Gilei Arayos v'shevi al tasa, not enough to be matir Gilei Arayos v'kum v'yaseh. It's not stam a suffix. It was suffix by shvichas dam. So how does it translate into Gilei Arayos? By Gilei Arayos, not a suffix. It was never a suffix. It's a weak v'chai behem, which is matir shvichas dam v'shevi al tasa, not enough to be matir shvichas dam v'kum v'yaseh. So the Hekesh says that the Chaybim, when it comes to Gilei Arayos, has the same symmetry. The Chaybim is enough to be Matir Gilei Arayos B'Shevi Al Tasa, or the same proportion. The Chaybim is enough to be Matir Gilei Arayos B'Shevi Al Tasa. It's not enough to be Matir Gilei Arayos B'Kum V'Yaseh. So this is Aschol's Dvar. I think this is a book by itself. Ba'adayin HaBen Shoyel. At the end of the day, it's still difficult. Not as difficult as it was before, but it's still somewhat difficult. Because, like Gilei Arayos, it's actually hard to understand why is Shevi Al Tasa any less than Kum V'Yaseh? Why is it easier to be Matir Gilei Arayos for Shevi Al Tasa than it is to be Matir Gilei Arayos for Kum V'Yaseh? The Chomer said, the Chomer Yisrael, it's exactly the same. By Shvichas Domim, I understand it. It's easier to be matter shvichas dam v'shevi al tasa than it is to be matter shvichas dam v'kum v'yaseh. Not because the shvichas dam v'kum v'yaseh is more chomer, but because the kind of the chaybem that you would need to be matter shvichas dam v'kum v'yaseh would be a chaybem that was saying my nefesh over his nefesh. That you don't have. Whereas when you have a shvichas dam v'shevi al tasa, the chaybem would only need to say my nefesh not less than his nefesh. Why should I give up my nefesh to save his? So the difference by Shvichas Domim, Mikum V'Yaseh, and Shevi Al Tasa is a difference in the V'chaybem. I have a V'chaybem that makes sense in Shevi Al Tasa situations, but the V'chaybem doesn't make sense in Kum V'Yaseh situations. Because I don't have a V'chaybem that says my nefesh over his nefesh. I have a V'chaybem that says my nefesh not less than his nefesh. That V'chaybem is cogent in Shevi Al Tasa situations. It's not cogent for Kum V'Yaseh situations. The Chaymer is, Shvichas Domim is the same in both. The chaymer is shvichas domim is more b'kum v'yaseh than it is b'shevi al tasa. I mean, maybe it is, but for extraneous reasons. But I don't have any reason to think so. The reason why the chaybem is matir b'shevi al tasa and not b'kum v'yaseh has nothing to do with the chaymer is shvichas domim. It has to do with what the chaybem can say. The chaybem can say my nefesh is not to be sacrificed for his nefesh. It can't say my nefesh should take precedence over his nefesh. So I have a chaybem that works in Shevi Al Tasa situations. It doesn't work in Kum V'Yaseh situations. What does it have to do with Gilei Arayos? Gilei Arayos, whatever level of a chaybem I have, it's matir Gilei Arayos. If it's matir Gilei Arayos for Shevi Al Tasa, why shouldn't it be matir Gilei Arayos for Kum V'Yaseh? Gilei Arayos Kum V'Yaseh is not any worse than Gilei Arayos for Shevi Al Tasa. I mean, normally when two people are mezana, they get the same einish. We don't have, I mean, usually, unless she's a baskayim or something, but normally they get the same einish. The Shevi Al Tasa Gilei Arayos is not less chomer than the Kum V'Yaseh Gilei Arayos. And if a chayvim can be matir Gilei Arayos b'Shevi Al Tasa, it's hard to understand how it can be matir Gilei Arayos b'Kum V'Yaseh when it's the exact same chaymer iser. That we haven't solved over yet. But we've solved it. The reason we have the problem, Shvichas Domim is a suffix. How does that translate into Gilei Arayos where it's not a suffix? So we say, no, it's not a suffix anywhere. It's a vadai. You have a v'chaybem, it's matir, it's a weak v'chaybem, it's matir b'shevi al tasa, it's not matir b'kum v'yaseh. So that will translate into Gilui Raos. It's a weak for Chai Behem by Gilui Raos, or it's a very strong Chai Meristah or something. So in effect, it's the same thing. The Chai Behem is not so powerful vis-a-vis Gilui Raos. It could work with Shevi Altas, it can't work with Kumbi Aseh. So up to a point, we're better off than we were before. But at the end of the day, it's still hard to understand if a v'chaibim can be matik gilui rais b'shevi altase, how does it make sense that it can't be matik gilui rais b'kum yasei when it's the exact same chaim arisa? So I had a thought. I think what I said up till now, I said already in Sachman when we had the sugya of Bakomisra. But this is still a problem. So I thought this time around, I thought maybe a suffer, but it's very radical, and I'm not sure that it's, I don't know, I don't know. So it's a very radical thought. I'll start with a question. Do I even see the Tyson Yavamas? Tyson Yavamas, it's parallels, a lot of it parallels places by us. You know, Miyamer goes both ways, and we're going to give your eyes from Shikuzdomim, and therefore it's only Esther was. That's why the Gemara doesn't ask about Esther being Gilir eyes, because B'Shev HaTasa we know, well, therefore we have a bit. After that, Tosfos has a kasha that we don't have by us. Tosfos says, it goes to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Daled, about Mishtacha, or something, where Ma'anis Himti Mishtacha Velebehem Lebehem. Remember we talked about. So the Gemara over there says the behemoth is mutter because it's the behemoth is also. The behemoth is also. Never. Fetch up zero. The lenayr letasa dola. The behemoth should be mutter. Lenayr letasa dola. Just that snippet of the Gemara. Never mind about afterwards. No, just jump zero. So now remember Tyson of Adazar. Tyson of Adazar and Avodah Zarah said. Zera doesn't mean that it's mutter to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. If he thought it's mutter to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, he should have brought V'chaibim. He agrees that there's no V'chaibim by Avodah Zarah. So we have a din of V'hafta. Zera just says, but it's a din of Lanayr and Tassel Dover, but he's potter from Einish. And if you're potter from Einish, so why should the Behem be Nessa? Whatever that means. That's Tyson Avodah Zarah. Tyson in Yavamis, at least the Chathila, apparently thinks the Abzer is asking, Lenayr Letasa Dover says that it's mutter. That Tosfos, if Lenayr Letasa Dover only says Gilui Raos and mutter, B'Shevi Altase, not B'Kum V'Yaseh. And Avodah Zarah is B'Kum V'Yaseh. So, Tosfos answers, the answer is like more like along the lines of Avodah Zarah. No, the Lenayr Letasa Dover is even Mekum V'Yaseh, and it's Taka, you have to be Mesa Nefesh, but you have a Ptur Einshin, and if you have a Ptur Einshin, the Behemoth should be Mutter, El Derech, we have in Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. So that's already, you know, familiar. But Tosfos in the Kasha thought that the Lenayr Letasa Dover is only where it's Mutter. Now Tosfos, it's only Mutter B'Shevi Altase, it's not Mutter Mekum V'Yaseh. So and Avodah Zarah is Mekum V'Yaseh. Very modern. Very, very strange. First of all, and for this I don't even have an answer. If Tosfos thought for Lenayr Letasa Dover means that it's mutter, and it's talking about Shevi Altase, so why do we need a pasuk for Lenayr Letasa Dover? I have the pasuk of the Chaimah. And even though we learn that Gilui Raos from Shechus Dom, we have to be Mesa Nefesh. That's only B'Kum V'Yaseh, not B'Shevi Altase, like we saw here. So I don't know why would you need a pasuk Lenayr Letasa Dover to say that it's mutter? If it's also the pasuk tells me pasuk from Einish, fine. But if the pasuk is saying that it's mutter, I already know it's mutter from V'chaibim B'Shevi Altase. It's mutter V'chaibim. That's the Tosfos Piras. Tosfos there also went through the whole chesed. Any of that, I don't know. I had a different problem. L'chor, what's Tosfos kasha? Tosfos thought Lenayr Letasa Dover is only when it's mutter. In other words, Tosfos and kasha thinks that when you have to be Mois and Nefesh, you're not honest. Like I mean, the Dover that holds. When you have to be Mois and Nefesh, you're not honest. So when the Torah says, Lenayr Letasa Dover, that you're potter, that's talking about where you don't have to be Mois and Nefesh, when it's B'Shevi Altase. So when it's B'Shevi Altase, you don't have to be Mois and Nefesh, and then the fact it says, Lenayr Letasa Dover. So Taisha is asking, if that's the case, then how can you apply it to Avodah Zarah? But his zohar is bekum v'yaseh. I don't understand b'chla what he wants. Well, Taisha should have asked, and then I would have been okay. I would have understood it. Taisha should have asked the following: if a lenayr le'tasadavra only applies when it's mutter, and it's talking by gili rais b'shevi apasik, because gili rais b'shevi apasik is mutter, we learn out from shvichus damim. So how could you apply it to avodah zarah at all? Avodah zarah is always aser. By avodah zarah it says via haftan, you have to be mleis nefesh. If you have to, there's no chiluk from b'yasei or shevi altasa. That would be a... No, this is one of these places, and it's hard even to convey what's the problem, because the problem is that the place is surreal. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not a specific kashi. The words don't make any sense. The question that Taisus seems to want to ask is, the Taisus lechatchila thought, v'lenayir letasa dover is limited to cases where you don't have to be meisa nefesh, like gili arayis b'shevi altasa. They were saying, v'lenayir letasa dover, she was b'shevi altasa, somebody was ma'anis her, so v'lenayir letasa dover, because b'shevi altasa, she doesn't have to be meisa nefesh. But where you have to be meisa nefesh, it doesn't say v'lenayir letasa dover. By avodah zarah, you have to be meisa nefesh by avodah zarah. There's no chilukim over there. That's not learned out from Shichas Dom. So how can the Gemara compare Gili Arayis B'Shevi Al Tasa, where you don't have to be Meisa Nefesh, to Avodah Zarah, where you have to be Meisa Nefesh? But that's not the way, that's what Tosis is asking, but that's not the way he asked it. The Nusach that Tosis used is that since that the Lenayir Leitasa Dover was only said B'Shevi Al Tasa, and therefore you want to apply it to Gili Arayis, so then b'shevi al tasa we could say v'lenayir le tasa dover, but not b'kum v'yaseh. Doesn't make any sense. B'frat v'lenayir le tasa dover is a p'tur, is a din oinus. So whether it's a p'tur oinshin, that's the maschana tosis, and kashi thought maybe oinus is a heter. You know, can you do it? That's a shayla nachayim, a shayla in asugi really. Where you're oinus, does that mean that there's no aver at all? So in the Rambam, maybe there's no aver at all, just chil Hashem. Or just a Torahian, like Tosis says in Avodah Zarah. So, but it's an oinus, it's a din oinus. In oinus, it makes a difference if it's a Shevi Al Tasa or a Kum V'yaseh. You're only an oinus with Shevi Al Tasa, you're not an oinus with Kum V'yaseh. Where do you see that? The Chaybim, that Bashichas Domim, the Chaybim is Matir, with Shevi Al Tasa, there's no Bechaybim with Kum V'yaseh. And who didn't begin the rice, according to the Rivam, there's a Bechaybim, there's Matir, with Shevi Al Tasa, the Chaybim is not Matir with Kum V'yaseh. Taisus Dolman Velanar le Tasa Dover is talking about the din Oinus. Where do we find an Oinus that there's a chiluk between Shevi Al Tasa and Shevi Al Tasa and Kum V'yaseh? Well, this is a new question I'm asking. It's a new question. And the whole Taisus, again, the Taisus over there, Mamish parallels our Taisus. The whole Taisus before, it's like two thirds of the way through Taisus. Everything went along the lines of our Taisus, that what's with Esther, and Taisus answers, that by Shvichas Domim itself, even though the Chaybem is not Matis Shvichas Domim, that's only Bekum V'yaseh, not B'Shev Al Tasa, because the Miyamer cuts both ways, so therefore B'Shev Al Tasa, the Chaybem is Doichas Shvichas Domim, so from there we learn after Gili Arayis, the Chaybem is Matis Gili Arayis, B'Shev Al Tasa, it's not Matis Gili Arayis, B'Shev Bekum V'yaseh. So we were, everything was barreling along nicely. Then all of a sudden, Taisus throws in this idea, Gemara Le'Zora says, when I'll Tasa Domim, and it says it by Kum V'yaseh. But v'lenayir le'tasa, which is oinus, v'lenayir le'tasa was oinus. V'lenayir le'tasa dover is not b'kum v'yaseh. It's only b'shevi altasa, because v'lenayir le'tasa dover is a pasuk by gili arayis, and gili arayis is only b'shevi altasa, not b'kum v'yaseh. So the din of v'lenayir le'tasa dover, the p'tur oinus, is only b'shevi altasa, not b'kum v'yaseh. What was even the having though? If v'lenayir le'tasa dover is a chiluk b'shevi altasa and kum v'yaseh, v'lenayir le'tasa dover is the din oinus. In oinus, where do we find an oinus the chiluk between kum v'yaseh and shevi altasa? So I think what it maybe says in this Tosis, although it's very radical, is that Tosis held that the Chaybem is a din oinus. The heter of a Chaybem is because you're an oinus. Kilu, without the Chaybem, I would say you're not an oinus. Why oinus? Give up your life like you're supposed to. So it says in the Chaybem, no. If your life is at stake, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So we're used to thinking, because you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, nothing to do with Onus. What does that do with Onus? You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, because you have a Heter, a Chaybem. I think it says in this Tosis that no, that's not the way to think of it. The Torah said that if your life is at stake, you're an Onus when you're Mechal Shabbos. And therefore, Yisai Nadov, a Chaybem is an Onus. And how it says in Gilead Ayas and Shechus Talmud, the Rivamus, the whole Shuk Torah, that Vechaibem is Mate Veshev Yal Tase. It's not Mate Vekum Vyaseh. That means you're an honest Lenin Shev Yal Tase, but you're not an honest Lenin Kum Vyaseh. Tosis thinks that's what it says in Lenin Ayala Tase Dover too. Again, I don't know why you need an extra posse. You already have the posse of Vechaibem. Why don't you need another posse? Any of them. But the point, that's what Tosis. In a way, the Tosis Teres, that's not a problem in the Kasha. I don't know. But Tosis thought, well, the Naira Tassadova basically says what it says in the Chayben, that you have a heter oinus by Naira Marosa, the heter oinus. And we want to apply that to Tavad Azor. Dr. Ramzer wanted to apply Tavad Azor. The heter oinus of Naira Tassadova, he wanted to apply Tavad Azor. In fact, Tosis, the heter oinus that it says by Naira Marosa was said by Shevi Al Tassa. But Kumi Yasei, it's Gilear Ayas, there's no heteroinus. So Tyson answered no. But an Ayla Tassadover is a new, there's a new din oinus. But an Ayla Tassadover is there's a new oinus, there's a new din oinus, even with Kumi Yasei, that even though Lagabi, even though it's Osir, but Lagabi the oinus is Shalomus. It was gradations. There's the Chaybehem is a din oinus that's Matir. And that's Taka only with Shevi Al Tassa. Or by Shari Sur. But Valanar Le Tassadov is Mechadish that even Bekumbi Yasei, even by Gilirai's Bekumbi Yasei, where you don't have a Heter Oinus to do it, but the Gabi of Oinish in the Torah is Mechadish another than Oinus. Even if you're not an honest Lechatchilo, but you're still called an honest Lenin Oinish. And that would even be Bekumbi Yasei. And that's what we want to learn out of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do it ever. But if you did it, you're onus in the that will not from the Nile Tassadova, you're onus in the Einish. So in Chadoshim, it's very against the grain of everything we used to think. We're not used to thinking this way. We used to think the Chaimim has nothing to do with Einish. But then, and it's really it's just a shyness of Tais. It's only a Kasha Tais, not a Teretz. That's where we're going way out on a limb. But the mice of the Kasha Tais, the way it stands, the words don't make any sense. He just built up a whole stick of Torah. The Chayvim is not Mati Gilir Ayis B'Shev Al Tassa. It's not Mati Gilir Ayis B'Kum V'Yasei. And on that basis, he thinks that V'Leinar Le Tassa Dover is B'Shev Al Tassa and it's not B'Kum V'Yasei. Why is that? Still there. This is V'Chayvim and this is Oinus. So that's what I'm thinking, that maybe there's a Mokum really to say that V'Chayvim itself is a kind of Hittin of Oinus. It's not so strange to say that Oinus is a Matir. We have in the Ram already that Oinus is a Matir. Not just the Ptur Oinushin. Oinus is a Matir L'Chatchil. The Ram learns that, you know, all the Gimel Averis, it's the only thing you violated was Chil Hashem. But as far as the Aveir itself, you're honest. So maybe that's the idea of a Chayvim. In a Chayvim, it says that we call Yisroel Shiva Torah, and who had been Gilirai Shishi Chazdom B'Shev Al Tasa. You're honest. Like Gilirai Shishi Chazdom, you're only honest B'Shev Al Tasa, not honest for Kum V'Yasa. That's the Rebom. If that's the case, if this radical thought is true. By the way, it's a little bit troubling because Rechaibim is matemi to be violated, to violate Isurim for other people too. I would think that Oinus is only for me. I don't know, maybe that's not true. Maybe the concept of Oinus, you know, so what would be a target in case? What would happen if somebody holds a gun to my head and says, be Mechal Shabbos? So I'm an Oinus. I have a Rechaibim too, but I'm an Oinus. What if somebody holds a gun to somebody else's head and says, you know, be Mechal Shabbos or I kill the girl? Are you a so you have to behind him, nothing talking about. But we'd be called the honest? I don't know, maybe yeah. Maybe that's also called the honest. Also we're getting like we're stranger and stranger. Maybe that's also called the honest. Since it says Rechaibim, that if you do something that Nefesh Yisrael is paramount, and if you do something to save Nefesh Yisrael, it's called either under compulsion. And that's okay. If we'll say this, then I think it's easier to understand how it could be that the Chaybem is Matik Gilirais B'Shev Al Tassa and after Kum V'Yasei. The original question was, what's it? The Chaybem is the same Chaybem across the board, and it's had the Chaymer Isser Lo Shemana Me'olam, that the Chaymer Isser of Gilirais B'Kum V'Yasei is more Chomer than the Chaymer Isser of Gilirais B'Shev Al Tassa. So how does it even make sense to say that the Chaybem is Matik Gilirais B'Shev Al Tassa and it's not Matik Gilirais B'Kum V'Yasei? Doesn't make any sense. It's like saying that the Kuch Nefesh would be Matir Shabbos would be Matir Zereya, not Kaitzer. It's the same Chaymer Isser. Well, how does it make any sense? What's the difference? Gilui Arayis, two different flavors. There's the Gilui Arayis and the flavor of Hashem Bal Tasa. There's the Gilui Arayis and the flavor of Kumbi Asay. It's the same Gilui Arayis. What's the difference? So the Chomer is, it's exactly the same. She's maybe a Seher Bala, not maybe a Seher Bala. It's also called Kumbi Asay, Hashem Bal Tasa. It's had beside Gilui Arayis, the same Gilui Arayis. The answer is, you're right, it's talking the same Gilui Arayis. But mitzad the oinus, it's two different meisim. I could hear that you should be called an onus on the shevi atase and not be called an onus on the kumbi ase. There's enough that you're called an onus. I had no choice. I couldn't stop them, and I had no choice, and I had to do it. It's different kinds of. It's you need a greater degree of compulsion to say that you're an onus on a kumbi ase than to say that you're an onus on the shevi atase. I didn't do anything. You know, they were. Why didn't you stop the robbery? Why didn't you stop him? He was holding a gun to me. I couldn't stop him. That's less. Needs less than to say, why did you kill him? Well, I had no choice. They made me do it. That needs a bigger degree of onus. So there, I can see that by the Torah, we have this gilui from Shichas Domim. The Torah says by Shichas Domim that vechai ben because of the miyem. The whole chesed of Torah. The bottom line is it says by Shichas Domim that Shichas Domim v'shevi al tasi you call the onus. Ka'amr, the whole husband that we said before. For Shichas Domim, Shev Atasi, you call the onus. But for Shichas Domim, Bekumbi Yaseh, you're not called the onus. Because of the reason, because the Miyamer says, there's no Miyamer that I'm better than him, but there's a Miyamer that I'm not less than him. So therefore, the Torah is Megala, the Chaybim, and the Shev Atasi, not the Megala, and the Kumbi Yaseh. But the bottom line means, the Torah said, in Shichas Domim, Shev Atasi, you call the onus. Because the Chaybim is a kind of onus. In Shichas Domim, you're not called the onus. So now the Xeris HaKosov, Kashiyokim Yishal Reo, the Hekish, the Gilui Arayis says, that who I did by Gilui Arayis? But for Gilui Arayis, b'Shevi Altase, you know, why didn't Esther go, you know, jump on the soldiers, so and get killed? For that much, I can say she's honest. Why, you know, why didn't she do something? She was honest; she couldn't do anything. But for Gilui Arayis Berotzen, to be maybe a Sarah Valeo, to do Gilui Arayis Bekumbi, for Gilui Arayis rather Bekumbi Yaseh. To do Gilui Arayis Bekumbi Yaseh, to say I'm honest on Gilui Arayis Bekumbi Yaseh, that would require a bigger degree of lightness. Because a mice of B'Shevi Altase is less of a mice than a mice of Bekumbi Yaseh. A mice might be, B'Shevi Altase might be called the honest, but it's not enough of an honest. No, to do something, for Shevi Altase, maybe it's called that I was an honest, but doesn't mean that I was an honest on the level of Kumbi Yaseh. It requires a bigger lightness to say that even Bekumbi Yaseh was an honest. Again, if we're just talking Chaymeris, it's the same thing. Chaymeris of Sheva Tassa is not less than Chaymeris of Kumbi Yaseh. But to what degree is it my action? Or what is Oynus? Oynus means it's not my action, I was under compulsion. It's Mesiachas to the Ma'anas, not to the Nenas. Because it was done under compulsion. A Sheva Tassa Maise might more easily be called not my Maise than a Kumbi Yaseh become Maise. Something that I didn't do, so it's easier to say that I didn't do it is not Mesiachas to me, I'm not liable for that. Then suddenly I actually went and did. So higher degree of ma'aseh means a higher degree of oinus to take it away from being my ma'aseh and make it somebody else's ma'aseh. So that already I could learn after Gilui Arayis. That's not so far-fetched to learn after Gilui Arayis from Shichas Domim. You called an oinus, and we come, even though we've gone very, very far in esoteric thinking, but we've come very close to Baal Matos thinking. At the end of the day, we're saying, you know, to say that you were almost not to have resisted. Like Lahavdil, you know, I talk about, you know, in the Holocaust. You know, how come more Germans didn't resist? Why didn't they, you know, why didn't they do anything? Okay, it's taka culpability, but it's not the same degree of culpability as actually being a concentration camp. The Shevi Altase, I mean, I'm just Lasabra Saizen. The onus of Shevi Altase is the in terms of how much. How much can you be considered to be under compulsion when you're doing something bad to save your life? To what extent is that justifiable? What does it get you off the hook? There's a difference between not fighting back and getting off the hook for not having fought back, and getting off the hook for having actually cooperated. That's more chumrah. I'm saying I have a Sabbath thing. It's different ideas, but we're coming it back to a Baal Batis Yosefa. Here you have a lady. She's there's Kroman Aveir Chamur Gilui Arayis, but she has but they're holding a gun to her head. So just to do just Bekarka Olam, the Shevi Al Tasa, It's easy to say she was honest. What do you want her to do? She should have committed suicide. She should have jumped in front of the gun. How could you expect that? That's called for that. She's honest. But on the other hand, to actually maybe a ceremony to actively participate, for that you would need a greater degree of onus. That already she's more involved. That requires a greater degree of onus to say that that's called that she didn't, that she's not, that she's not liable. So that's the limud from Gilirai, of Shichas Dama to Gilirai, is if all you're asking is of Shevi Al Tasa, so I could say that. So at both, by both cases, by Shichas Dama and by Gilirai, if it's a question of Shevi Al Tasa, why didn't you fight back? Why didn't you resist? Why didn't you commit suicide? So that it's that even by Shichas Dama and Gilirai, we could say I was honest. But if the question is how did you go and shoot the baby? How did you go and shoot him? How did you pull the trigger? Or how are you boil the erba become a yasei? Said, well, he was holding a gun to my head. He was holding a gun to your head. But the Torah said, he shouldn't have done it. That already requires a greater degree of, to say you're honest in that requires more. So, even though we went to, we came back to a place that is intuitively, could make sense. But that's the route that I'm getting. So the kids, sir, basically, there were two chalokim to what I said today. It's all very abstruse. It's a hard sugya. And these are sugyas that I've seen many, many times. It's hard. And every time you see something new, it's harder to swallow all at once. But basically, two chalakim to what I said to him. Chalak number one, which is less speculative, is just to establish that when Tosfos says miyemar, that miyemar cuts both ways, and therefore it's matir b'shev v'atasev, but it's not matir b'kum v'yasei, it's not a suffix. No, I don't know which chaybim is stronger, so me suffix it shev v'atasev. I don't think that makes any sense. You suffix shaken the rice luchuma. You have a vav yisrit sicha with a suffix matter. That doesn't mean if it would be a suffix, then it would be it ain't suffix moitzim devadi. Then it would be also to do with sicha. Period. Who cares if it's shevel zach? Shevel tasher. Come here, say there's a vav yisrit sicha with a suffix v'chayvim, a dubious v'chayvim. A vav yisrit with a suffix matter. So therefore, that was chelik aleph. That's not the pshat in the miyema. The pshat in the miyema is that when you have two nefashos in conflict. So the net product of two nefashos in conflict is not that there's no b'chaybim, and it's not that there's a suffix b'chaybim, is that there's a different kind of b'chaybim. There's not a b'chaybim that can say my nefesh over everybody else, but there is still a b'chaybim that in situations where I would be asked to give up my life to save other people's lives, I have a b'chaybim that says I don't have to do it. That v'chaybim I can still salvage from this collision between the two v'chaybims. So a weak v'chaybim, I don't have to sacrifice my life to salvage somebody else, and that is a din of v'chaybim. So therefore, in shichus dama situations where you're reading, where you want to use that v'chaybim to kill somebody, it's not enough because the v'chaybim doesn't say that you can put your life over somebody else's. You don't have a v'chaybim like that. But in situations where of shevi al tasa, where all you're asking is, I want a heter not to commit suicide to save the baby. And to violate an iser of shichas domim, let myself be thrown on the baby, so as not to commit suicide to in order to save the baby. That much v'chaybim I do have. So I have a v'chaybim that says that you don't have to commit suicide to save the baby, and even if there are isurim in the way, you're allowed to be over isurim, because that much v'chaybim for this kind of situation, you have a v'chaybim. That's chelik aleph. I think that's the strong chelik, who said that. The less speculative, I think that's the emes. And it has to be emes because it's in print, so it has to be emes. Then I thought it's a little bit better how we come now from Gilirai to Shichas Dama. I mean, from Shichas Dama to Gilirai. This suffix, how does it translate to Gilirai, where it's not a suffix at all? It's not a suffix. It's a weak v'chaybem, can be matir a weak kind of Shichas Dama. But I don't have a strong v'chaybem, can be matir a strong Shichas Dama. So who I did by Gilirais? I have a weak v'chaybem that can be matik Gilirais b'shevi atase, that can't be matik Gilirais b'kum b'yase. Ad kar chelik al. A kof al. Then I asked, at the end of the day, it's still somewhat shneh. Because why is Gilirais b'kum b'yase called a stronger Gilirais than Gilirais b'shevi atase? The chayim it's at chayim or iser, it's exactly the same. So what sense does it make to say, I have a v'chaybim that's enough to be matir Gilirais b'shem v'atase, but not strong enough to be matir Gilirais b'kum v'yasei? Why is Gilirais b'kum v'yasei worse than Gilirais b'shem v'atase? The chaymer issue of Gilirais is exactly the same. It's not comparable to Shichas Domim. But Shichas Domim, it's not that Shichas Domim b'kum v'yasei is more chomer. It's that in a kum v'yasei situation, I need a different kind of v'chaybim. my life over his. That I don't have. In Shev Yatasa situations, I need a lesser kind of a chayvim. His life over not is not his life not over mine. But in Gili Arayis, this is say there's one v'chayvim, and you have different kinds of Gili Arayis. Kum v'yasi and Shev Yatasa. Those different kinds of Gili Arayis are exactly the same weight. So why is v'chayvim matter not matter the other? That remained that problem. Chelik Aleph take off. So for that, I want to introduce maybe it's another idea. It's just Takavari Mechudish. On my own, I would never say it, but maybe I have a loss in Taisus Minivomas. Then maybe the Chaybim, if not Stama Matir, the Heter is a Heter of Einus. The Heter of Chaybim is a Heter of Einus. The Torah said, "Bemokim the Chaybim by all the Surah Mashiach, the Chil Shabbos." The Torah said, "Bemokim Pikuach Nefesh, I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because I'm an onus on the Chil Shabbos." And apparently, even if somebody else's nefesh is at stake, I'm an onus on the Chil Shabbos. And now, what it says in this whole drasha of Shifus Lomim and Gili Arayis, this whole Rivon, is that by Gili Arayis and Shifus Lomim, I have enough v'chaybem to make me an onus on the Shevi Al Tasa. But I don't have enough v'chaybem to make me an onus on the Kumbi Asay. Not every day I couldn't do it. That to be onus on a Kumbi Asay requires a greater degree of onus than to be onus on a Shevi Al Tasa. To be onus, I couldn't resist, is not as difficult to accomplish as to be an onus, I had to do it. So the Torah is mechadish of here, mikoyek this miyemer, the hekesh to gilei rais, and so on. The bottom line, what the Torah is telling me is that the chaybem, both for shichus dom and gilei rais, you have enough for chaybem to make you an onus on the shevi al tasa, but not enough for chaybem to make you an onus on the kumri asa. The yisoid for this is the lashon of Tosfos and Yevamos, a strange lashon, where after he says the whole Tosfos and everything, he says, so v'lanayr l'tasa dover is only v'shev l'tasa, it's not v'kum v'yase. And there's a kashin of Zerah and of Zerah, and he says, no, there's another v'lanayr l'tasa dover, even v'kum v'yase l'inyin anshin. But the lashon of the kashin was very modern. V'lanayr l'tasa dover is only v'shev l'tasa, not v'kum v'yase. V'lanayr l'tasa dover is a possible oinus. What does it have to do with everything that we've been talking about? So there I thought, you see maybe in Tosfos there is an opening that the chaybem is a din oinus. And it was mischadish in the Rivon is that you're an onus on the Shevi Atasa, you're not an onus on the Kum V'Ase. Yeah, I could call him his Dvarim Chadoshim, and you know, maybe not with the Seichel Yoshe would normally say. I don't know. I'm not saying this emphatically. Okay, that's it for today. If we do tomorrow, I may look at the Balmar and the Rambam. If we do tomorrow. I'm intended there, but I'd like to say goodbye.